We are back at it. It is a magical time of the year. It's March Madness, time for the big dance. This is the Pistols Firing Podcast. I'm Carson Cunningham, joined as always by Kyle Porter. Kyle, you fill out your bracket yet?
Yeah, hold on. I got something to play here. Oh, gosh, it's playing an ad. Why am I so bad at this?
YouTube's?
Yeah, but it's, of course, I got a 30-second ad. I'll play it here in a second. I don't like filling out brackets. We were just talking off the air about how, like we watch Big 12 basketball and maybe a little bit else throughout the year. And then all of a sudden we're trying to break down like Virginia and I don't even know who they play, whoever Virginia is playing at UNC Wilmington. Like I actually know somebody on UNC Wilmington. It's fun, but people take it a little bit too seriously sometimes, I think. But yeah, no, I'm excited about March. Here's what I was going to play, by the way. You hear this?
Ball goes up.
The ball is tipped.
The ball is tipped.
There you are. Running for your life.
Company man.
Yes. I'm ready. I love March. It's awesome.
I thought you were going to play me a Gusgasm for old time's sake.
What's your favorite Gus Johnson NCAA tournament moment?
It definitely when Gonzaga lost to UCLA. The octave he reached when they did UCLA, when Gonzaga missed a shot at the end. Is that what happened? Adam Simmons was rolling around crying. I don't even remember the call. What does he say on that?
Well, no. This was, I think you're thinking of, was it Gonzaga a few years before that when he said the slipper still fits?
Maybe I'm thinking of, no, I'm thinking of the Adam Morrison one. He reaches, let me pull it up here. What? what's your favorite while I pull it up?
My favorite was it was Xavier Kansas State, and I think they went to double overtime. This was in like, I want to say 2009, 10, 11, 12, somewhere in that. It was Jacob Pullen was on Kansas State, and Xavier.
Oh yeah, that's a forgotten. That's pretty recent though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not too long ago. Xavier had what's his name? He went on to play in the NBA.
Jordan Crawford.
And they trade. I think they had a combined like 65. I mean, they were out of their minds.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Gonzaga is a one seed or a three seed. Okay, that wasn't as great as I remember.
The catch.
But Adam Morrison's rolling around the fetal position, which just. I think that destroyed my bracket, and I still love that moment.
So I think I
beat Gonzaga that year.
He had another one. I think he was on this call. The TJ Sorrentine, the Vermont.
What's the parking lot?
Yeah, and the sound that the ball makes. Nolan and I still talk about this. The sound the ball makes. People should look this up if they haven't seen it. But Vermont beats Syracuse. This was in probably 07. They had Taylor Coppenrath. Vermont was good. And TJ Sorrentine hits a three from like, I mean, like 35 feet. And Jim Boeheim.
Phil Forte range.
Yeah, Jim Boeheim is just beside himself. And it's just, it's such a cool moment. Like that moment right there just kind of epitomizes March for me.
And it's always fun to watch Syracuse lose.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't tell March.
Can you believe, before we get on to OSU, can you believe the wasted breath and oxygen on Syracuse and Northwestern? It just shows you that all the media types went to Syracuse or Northwestern. Like, have you ever seen the 8 seed celebrated as much as Northwestern? They got more camera time than Kansas yesterday.
Were you?
Kansas is number 1 seed. They're like, oh, yeah, by the way, Kansas got a 1 seed. Moving on.
Are you more appalled at that or the USC love during the college football playoff shows? Because you were just
when they had, like, 3 losses and they're like, well, they could beat all those teams ahead of them. I'm more appalled by the USC love.
You were out of your mind about USC.
That and the Big Ten.
Now,
speaking of, the Big Ten's overrated in basketball, too.
Well, they're just not very good. I mean.
Well, and the tournament reflects that, too. I mean, Wisconsin got like an 8 seed.
Yeah, they're like an 8 or a 9. But yeah, no, did you see who Syracuse got in the NIT, by the way?
Like, whoever decided to do that deserves an award. They got Greensboro.
Yeah, so I don't know if people know, but Jim Boeheim basically what did he did this after the ACC tournament, basically criticized the fact that the tournament's in Greensboro, correct?
Yeah.
And he just basically called the city out, and he got a reply from like the
city's Twitter account.
Yeah, which is hilarious. And then the NIT gives him UNC Greensboro the first round of the NIT.
I just wish he had to go to Greensboro again. That's like my only – that would have been too perfect.
It was awesome. Okay, do we want to talk about the Oklahoma State-Michigan game?
Let's do it.
What was your first thought when you saw Oklahoma State got a 10 seed?
Well, I was stunned that they were a 10. First, because, I mean, I think you and I both realized they probably weren't going to get a 6. I think the best possible scenario was them getting a 7.
Mm-hmm.
We were all kind of – I think you and I were both kind of resigned to them getting an 8 seed. And then – so my first instinct when I see a 10 pop, I was like, wow, like, were they, like, barely in the tournament? Like, were they close to the bubble? Because, I mean, obviously the 11 seeds are, like, the last teams in. They were 10. Despite having the number one overall strength of schedule by virtually every metric you can look at, and they played in the Big 12, I didn't think they got enough respect for their losses. You posted that great tweet that, like, what, 10 of their 12 losses were to just a murderer's row?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, they only had two quote-unquote bad losses, and that was at Texas, which was an egregious loss, and then Kansas State at home, which is a – you know, tournament team. It's not a terrible loss, but
right.
The rest of them were to top five seeds, you know?
And so, yeah. So my initial thought was like, wow, they got a 10. They didn't get any respect, but someone tweeted me, I can't remember who it was, but they basically said, look, the only difference between a 7 and 10 is the color of your uniform. And that's totally true. Like, they basically got a 7 seed if you look at it
yeah.
that way.
Yeah.
Now, you can also look at it. They're playing Michigan, who probably shouldn't have been a 7 seed. The way they're playing, they won the Big Ten tournament, one of the hottest teams in the country. They probably deserved a 6. But the fact is, Kyle, I think overall, I think it's a good draw. You play in a 7-10 game, which I think you probably wanted going into the tournament instead of an 8 or 9 game. And then you get the lowest of the 2 seeds. Look, I know it's Louisville, but the fact is they're the lowest ranked of the 2 seeds.
Yeah.
So your path to the Sweet 16 – isn't bad. You just got to obviously take care of business that first game, and you're playing with house money.
Yeah, totally. It's so crazy how big or how just pivotal that first game is in terms of, like, the way you think about the season, isn't it? You know, like, if Oklahoma State wins on Friday, no matter what happens on Sunday, the season is just a raging success. And if they lose, it's like, well, you know, that was kind of – I don't know. Just the disparity between winning and losing on Friday is crazy.
Does Travis Ford get a 10-year deal if he doesn't win that 8-9 game against Tennessee? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. And you know, I sort of wrote what you were talking about on Sunday. I wrote 5 thoughts about the draw that OSU got. And my point was like, yeah, Oklahoma State might have got a bad draw or whatever. But if I'm Michigan, I'm irate. Like, I win the Big Ten tournament. I finish the year winning 10 of 12 games, beat Purdue twice, the number one team in the Big Ten, and I get a 7 seed, and I get Oklahoma State in the first round, the number one offense in the country. Like, what the heck? Like, I am not happy if I'm Michigan.
Give me Dayton. Give me somebody else.
Yeah. And so, yes, Oklahoma State may or may not have gotten screwed or whatever, but I think if I'm a Michigan fan, I'm not happy at all about the first round matchup.
Well, and I think you saw most of the analysts on Twitter were like, ooh, that's a bad draw for Michigan.
Yeah.
So yeah, it'll be a fun game. I don't know. I think I'm going to pick Oklahoma State, but it's first one of 90 wins though, right, Kyle? I think both teams are in the top, what, 6 in offensive efficiency, just ridiculous offense with ridiculous point guards.
Well, and that's the thing that worries you if you're an Oklahoma State fan, because, I mean, we saw the last 3 games, Kansas and Iowa State just put up preposterous points per possession numbers on OSU. Their defense was just not good against those teams, and Michigan ranks ahead of Kansas and Iowa State in offensive efficiency. So, you know, I don't think they're quite as good as Kansas and Iowa State, especially defensively, but at least offensively, they're going to be tough. They're different than Kansas and Iowa State in that they slow the game down a lot. And so that's how they're efficient. They're like 250th in, or maybe past the 300s in terms of pace. Like, they don't play very fast at all. So I think maybe Oklahoma State can outrun them, but you're right. I mean, they're going to have to score a ton of points to get to see Louisville.
Well, and what did Brad Underwood say after the game? He's like, look, I'm looking forward to not playing against Big 12 point guards. And what do? They get Derek Walton Jr., the point guard from Michigan, who was the player of the tournament. He scored 22 points his last game, 29 before that. He's ridiculous.
Yeah,
so
sweet.
But they do play in the Big Ten, Kyle. And the Big Ten stinks. They don't play any football. They don't play any basketball. No, I'm just kidding.
The
Big Ten, like, come on. Big Ten's not any good. The highest-ranked Big Ten team's a 4 seed. That tells you all you need to know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not.
I mean, I think Michigan's good, obviously. They made a great run, but they were the 8 seed in the Big Ten. And I don't know how good the Big Ten is, Kyle. At Purdue, I guess Purdue's the cream of the crop. Like, that, does that scare you?
Glenn Robinson?
Yeah.
Is
Big Dog walking through that door?
No, I thought – so I was on the Big 12 kind of conference call deal today with all the coaches. And Brad Underwood, I thought he said this really well. He said – you know, it's March. Like, it's one game. Anything can happen. He's like, you saw that with us last year with Stephen F. Austin. We're a 14. We beat a 3. You know, 15s beat 2s. Like, you just – people get so wrapped up on Sunday about the seeds and, like, where they're going. And it's like, just go play the game, and it'll sort itself out. We'll see what happens. I'm fired up. It's fun to be back in the tournament. Somebody brought this up on Twitter. It's the 25-year anniversary of Oklahoma State playing the Fab Five in 1992. Do you remember that?
I don't remember it. I had to watch the YouTube clip. Like, that – what was it, 92 you said?
Yeah,
I was 8 years old.
Yeah. Well,
that was a little before my time.
Yeah, it was before my time too. But just the fact that it's just weird. Like, I don't it's we think of the Fab Five and playing, you know, we think of them playing North Carolina, or we think of them playing, the Baggy Shorts, just a ton of different things. And we don't ever think about them beating Oklahoma State in I think it was the Sweet 16 when OSU had Sean Sutton and that group. But,
that OSU team, by the way, loaded.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They had Byron Houston, a young Bryant Reeves.
Yeah.
Who else?
Brooks Thompson.
Thompson was the leader of that team. Sean Sutton was awesome.
Was Andre Owens on that team? He might have been a freshman.
Maybe. I'm looking at the roster now.
I think he was a senior in 95 on the final.
Was Corey Williams on that team?
Maybe.
I think so. Let me look it up here.
They were good. Richard Dumas might have already gotten... I think he left or got kicked off or something. But yeah, that was... I didn't realize that. Somebody pointed this out. Eddie Sutton... Actually, Kyle Cox pointed this out. He wrote a good piece on just kind of the pressure on Underwood in year one of the tournament. Eddie Sutton went to the Sweet 16 the first 2 years at Oklahoma State, which is crazy. And I think he only went to 6 overall, and 2 of them were in the first year. So,
Here's the roster. Corey Williams, NBA guy. Sean Sutton, all-time leading three-point percentage leader. Bryant Reeves, he played. Byron Houston, Darwin Alexander, Terry Collins. That team was loaded.
Terry Collins was like Adrian Peterson before Adrian Peterson. He was awesome.
I mean, Leonard Hamilton still recruiting the lights out of Florida State. Have you seen? They look like an NBA team. I watched Doug Gottlieb did a Facebook Live last night talking about the tournament.
Yeah, did you watch that? It was good.
Yeah, yeah. And he was talking about Florida State. He's like, when Florida State gets off the bus, you're like, what NBA team is that? Because Leonard Hamilton can recruit some studs. He can't coach that well, but he left Eddie Sutton a full cover, didn't he?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Two back-to-back Sweet 16s with his players, basically. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is, and really set the tone for Eddie's tenure at Oklahoma State.
It's a shame that 30 for 30 on the Fab Five, they just glossed over the OSU game, and it was like an all-time game.
Yeah. Yeah, well, do you have it pulled up?
What?
Like the box score from that game?
I don't. Do you?
Okay, no.
I just had the roster pulled up.
Should we toast?
Let's do it.
Okay, let's get to this week's Toast. It's time for the Coop Ale Works Toast of the Week. Coop Ale Works, brewing great tasting craft beer in Oklahoma City. Try the flagship F5 IPA, the bold DNR Belgian Strong Ale, or the refreshing Horny Toad Blonde. For your next watch party, tailgate, or get together with friends, enjoy a cold Coop Ale Works, and please remember to drink responsibly.
I have the box score if you're ready.
Oh, yeah, let's hear it.
Oh, my God. Corey Williams living up to the billing as my first favorite Oklahoma State player. He had 25 in that game.
Wow.
Sean Sutton had 18 and 8 assists. God, Sean Sutton was good.
Yeah,
he was really good.
He was so good.
Because he was going to Kentucky. That's how good he was. He followed his dad. Yeah. Darwin Alexander had 13. Young Country had 9.
Young Country. Byron Houston only had 4. I've got it pulled up now, too.
He must have been in foul trouble.
He was 2 for 14 from the field.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he only had 3 fouls.
Yeah, six boards.
Jalen Rose had 25.
And 11.
And 11. God, 11 rebounds. 15 for Jimmy King, 13 for Juwan Howard, 15 for Eric Riley. They held Weber in check.
Weber was probably sitting out until like the regional final. He's like,
he only had 4 points.
I'm good. I'm just
he only played 18 minutes.
That's weird. Was he?
He must have been in foul trouble.
Yeah, he had
5 fouls. Yeah.
James Voskuhl was on that team. Did his brother play at UConn? Jake Voskuhl. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. That's spelled different.
Yeah.
Rob Pelinka, the LA Lakers GM, off the bench with 9 minutes played.
This is fun. We should do this more often. I love looking at old box scores.
Where's I guess Randy Rutherford didn't play in this game. I guess he went on the roster then.
Yeah.
Cornell Hatcher. Fast. But no, Corey Williams, one of my all-time faves.
Michigan,
number 5 in his honor. Can I toast Corey Williams?
Yeah, do it.
No, it's all right. We'll need to do the current toast.
Michigan went on to beat Ohio State in the regional final.
Dang.
In overtime.
Big-time rivalry game there.
Jalen Rose had 20. Jalen Rose was so good in college. He's pretty good in the pros, too.
He was ahead of his time, too. He was kind of a triple-double, tallish point guard.
Yeah. And then they played Cincinnati in the Final Four. Cincinnati had Nick Van Axel. How about that?
Wow.
I didn't know he played there.
Nick Van Exel, you mean?
Sorry. And then they got stomped by Duke in the championship. Grant Hill had 18, 10, and 5. Grant Hill doing the Oklahoma State Michigan game, along with Jim Nance and Bill Raftery. That's the A-team. That's tremendous. Okay, I'm going to toast somebody that's sort of outside the box. I'm going to toast Iowa State, just the basketball program, just for winning the Big 12 tournament. And I sort of wanted to talk about it because, I mean, they were awesome against Oklahoma State. Monte Morris is just a baller. He was so good. And I can see why Underwood's talked about him a lot and how, he said, Underwood said earlier in the year, he was talking about Brandon Everett. And he's like, once he got over, seeing the Monte Morrises of this league every night, he started to play well. And it's like, yeah, I see why he would have to get over that, because that dude is just, he's awesome. And they've been fun to watch. Sort of the reason that I wanted to talk about them, though, is I couldn't believe they got a 5 seed. I just feel like they got just kind of ripped a little bit by getting a 5. I know they lost to Vanderbilt in January during the SEC Big 12 Challenge, but Baylor getting a 3 and Iowa State a 5? Does anybody think Baylor's better than Iowa State that has
No.
watched Big 12 basketball? I don't know. I just thought that was a little bit of a bummer, but I'm going to toast a good old Oklahoma F5 to our brethren up in Ames at Iowa State.
I'm going to do a toast to a guy I think needs to get healthy, that I think can play a pivotal role in March Madness. I'm going to crack open an F5, and I'm going to pour it on Lindy Waters' foot to get him healthy. I think Lindy Waters, he's kind of a forgotten man, and I think he's the type of guy. We've seen him in some big moments this year. I think back to Bedlam. He hit some big threes, some other games as well. He kind of seems like a guy that'll come up big in March, don't you? I'm gonna toast an F5 to Lindy Waters. I think he's finally back healthy. He's practicing again. I think he'll hit some big shots in some key moments against Michigan.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's less of a celebration toast as it is a good luck toast.
Yeah, I like that. He really could be an X factor. You know, you saw him at OU. You put him in for, you know, say he plays 13 minutes and scores 9 points, 11 points, something like that. That could be the difference in beating Michigan and not. So I like that. That's a good one.
And did you see him dancing when they got the seed?
Yeah, I think Leighton Hammond said earlier in the year that he's like the best dancer on the team.
Yeah, and he was just kind of like half-assing it, and it was still like pretty good moves.
Do you think so it was better?
He's ready to dance in March.
Was it better than the gif of Mitchell Solomon and Trey Reeves dancing?
I don't think I ever saw that one.
Don't look it up.
Did they kind of dance like Jeff Withey in that Kansas gif that I posted? They just kind of bounce around.
Is that? It's probably worse. Was that the Brandon Rush gif?
You mean Ben McLemore?
Or Ben? All those like 6'9" guys for Kansas that go on to get drafted in the top 10
Henry.
They run together for me. I apologize.
Old man radio.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, it's bad. It's real bad. Mitchell Solomon and Trey Reeves dancing together. It's not good. Any other thoughts on the seeding or kind of the way the bracket fell?
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned Baylor getting a 3. Like, are you putting them in your Elite Eight again?
No, no. Did you see who they have to beat?
SMU?
They got to beat SMU, Duke, and Villanova to get to the
Well, they're not going to the Final Four. Like, come on. But
well, I'm just – yeah, I know.
Just seems like Baylor's either out in the first round or Elite Eight.
Yeah, that's true.
But, no, I was really disappointed, Kyle, in that, you know, I think it was 60% of the Big 12 got in, 6 teams, and 50% of their field are in the same region.
Yeah.
There's 3 Big 12 teams in the same region, and Kansas and Iowa State will meet in the Sweet 16 if they win their games. Like, that's stupid. That hurts the league. Like – when you go back after the tournament and see which leagues did the best, like they just cannibalize each other in the same region. It's stupid. I think Iowa State and Kansas are the 2 best teams in the league, and they have to play in the Sweet 16.
Yep.
Just I hated that.
Yeah,
I get it.
I did too.
Obviously, they're just trying to sell tickets in Kansas City, but if you just put one of those teams there, they're selling out.
Right.
You know what I mean? You don't need both.
Yeah.
So, that just was frustrating.
By the way, if I'm Kansas, I don't love like that second round matchup.
Miami?
Well, or Michigan State.
Or Izzo. Yeah, you don't want to see Izzo on the line in March.
Yeah, that's not – I mean, like, come on, guys. And if I'm Villanova, Wisconsin or Virginia Tech, I mean, that's brutal.
Yeah.
By the way, your dad's wish almost came true. VCU is a 10 seed in the West, and they play number 7 seed St. Mary's. That could have been Oklahoma.
I know. When I saw that, I texted my dad. I was like, oh, that was the spot. That was the spot.
Although Oklahoma State, if they would have won that game, which I don't know if they beat St. Mary's, but they would get Arizona in round 2, which doesn't sound very fun.
No, they got some athletes.
Yeah. Yeah, K-State is in a play-in game. I don't know. I want to say the Big 12 got a little bit screwed in terms of seeding. If you're the number one conference and you only have two seeds in the top 3. But then I mean, Baylor is overseeded, I think. So, I don't know. I guess it kind of all works out.
Yeah, it's hard. I understand, like, there's so many factors making the bracket, but I didn't like the way they seeded the teams at all.
South Carolina, 7 seed in South Carolina. Duke's got to go to South Carolina to play. what happened?
I really want to pick South Carolina in that game. I know everyone's on this Duke love fest now, but I don't know. I'm like you though. Like, we don't pay attention to like any of these teams, and now like we're supposed to just be experts.
Vanderbilt, 15 losses. They're a 9 seed. Arkansas is an 8 seed. Oklahoma State beat them by 30 in January.
Yeah, like the SEC is horrible, right? And they got a lot of respect.
Yeah, they're not good.
Like OSU beat the brakes off of.
Yeah.
Wasn't even a game.
No, it wasn't. Okay. Do you have a Final Four yet, or are we going to save that for later?
I filled out my bracket in 5 regrets.
You filled it out in what? You broke up there.
I filled it out in less than 5 minutes, and I have regrets.
Oh. Yeah. primary regrets here?
Well, I'm picking Villanova to go to the Final Four. Picking Kansas, which I don't like Kansas's draw. They got to beat some I don't know if they can beat Iowa State. Iowa State beat them in Allen Fieldhouse and Kansas City. But I got Kansas just because I like Bill Self. Who else? Carolina is my national champion, and I don't even like Carolina. I don't like Roy Williams.
You don't like Roy Williams?
Hell no. Do you like Roy Williams? He cries after every time they lose, and like
he came after
our boy Gottlieb. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Like he left Kansas, and it was the best thing that ever happened to Kansas. They got better. They won a national title.
So did he at North Carolina. Their draw is a joke, though.
Yeah, I really want to pick UCLA to beat them. I really like UCLA a lot.
Yeah, they don't play any defense.
But Carolina's got some you and I've talked about them. Like, they're scary, right? Yeah. They got some trees inside.
They're like Florida State, but well coached.
Right. And then my last Final Four team. This is where my regrets come in. I hate the Arizona region. I don't like one team in it. And I got a little too high on Maryland. I took Maryland to go to the Final Four.
Oh, that's not – 6 seed? That's not terrible. You know,
they've lost 6 of 10, Kyle.
I didn't know that.
Six of the last. I didn't know that when I picked it.
It's funny.
I watched OSU play them. They've got some dudes.
Yeah.
And Mark Turgeon's a hell of a coach. And I just think that region's funky, and I think everyone's going to pick Arizona.
Yeah.
And I don't trust Sean Miller in Arizona. Like, they always just – Sean Miller's made, like, 7 Elite 8s. He can't quite get over the hump. Maybe this is the year to do it. I remember I always picked against Villanova, and they won it all last year. And it served me well picking against them, but maybe Arizona will break through like Villanova did last year.
It is interesting because it seems like, you know, we've talked about how we don't really know what we're talking about, but you're picking coaches, right? Like you're picking Sean Millers and Greg Marshalls and Tom Izzo's and just saying, well, I know these are the types of teams that they usually have, so I'm gonna pick them to be successful in March. So I think that's I don't know. I mean, do you see it that way?
Yeah, college basketball. You're like, just take the better coach. Like, that's another thing in Underwood's cap, but he's also going against Beilein, who's I think is one of the best coaches in the country for Michigan.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that's a good theory. Pick the coaches.
Speaking of coaches. Did you see what I posted about Oklahoma State's last 11 years of futility?
It was pretty sobering.
Should I pull it up? Should I read it out
loud? Yeah, let's go over this.
So since 2006, Oklahoma State's played in 7 tournament games, and they are 1-6. Yeah, they played in 6 tournament games. They're 1-5 in those tournament games. Only 2 teams that have played 5 or more games have a worse record. Belmont is 0-7. New Mexico State's 0-6. And in the last, since 2006, so the last 11 years, Kansas has 27 NCAA tournament wins. Oklahoma State has 1.
Wow.
OU has 10. Texas has 10. Baylor has 8. Kansas State has 6. Oklahoma State has 1.
Wow.
It's not good.
That's all Ford, right? 1-6? Is that all Ford?
Yeah. I think they went to the NIT twice under Sean Sutton.
Yeah.
I believe they lost to that Ivy League team. Who was it? At home. Who did they lose to at home? You remember what I'm talking about?
Marist.
Yeah, not Ivy League, but Northeast.
Never heard from again. I've heard Marist ever since.
And then they lost to Miami the next year, I believe, in the NIT. So, yeah, that's all Ford. But they didn't even get to the tournament under Sean Sutton. So the post-Eddie Sutton era has not gone well for Oklahoma State over the last 11 years.
Brutal. I remember you posted the Arizona-Oklahoma State game with Salim Stoudemire. Why'd you post that again? Was that the last time they were...
Well, just since that tournament, they've only won 1 tournament game. Yeah, so that was the 05. So they got to the Sweet 16. They won 2 games that year as the 2 seed, and then they've only won one since.
Just think of how good they were back then. They were a 2 seed.
Yeah. Yeah.
what seed were they when they made the Final Four in 04?
They were a 2 then also.
Were they?
Yeah, back-to-back 2 seeds.
Yeah, they were freaking good. Yeah. You think how good you got to be a 2 seed?
Oh, I know. You got to be a top 10 team. I mean, it's not a joke. They only hand out 4 of them.
Yeah, and at risk of sounding like, you know, back in my day, things were so good, you know, like those, like you said it, like that was just our, that was like the prime time of our lives. We were in college. Eddie goes to a Final Four and a Sweet 16. Should have been in the Elite Eight. They should have beat Arizona. Just get a stop.
Bobic. Freaking Bobic.
Yeah.
We need to have him on the podcast to talk about Salim Stoudemire.
I don't want to say what I was about to say then. I was a Stevie Graham truther. I didn't like Bobic in the starting lineup. I wanted Stevie Graham to play.
Oh, you wanted Stevie to start?
Yeah. I was a Stevie Graham truther.
Yeah. I liked Bobic. I thought he was
good. He's a good player. Don't get me wrong. I just never felt like Eddie got – I felt like Stevie's ceiling was higher, but Bobic was the better player. I just kept waiting for the light to come on.
Yeah.
Stevie, and it never quite did. And Stevie had a better NBA career than Joey.
Yeah. Did Bobic play?
Because Joey was a monster. That bucket he had to go ahead against Arizona on the clip he posted, like, yeah. Get out of my way.
Yeah.
Like, I thought Joey was going to be like a 10-time All-Star. Like, just who was stopping that guy one-on-one? He could shoot, he could drive, and obviously he could dunk.
Yeah, he was a little ahead of his time, I feel like, in terms of like a four guy, or I guess he was played the 3 in the NBA, but he could shoot it. Like, he could shoot from like 15, 20 feet. Like, he would be
so much better nowadays. He was kind of a tweener back then because he was 6'8", right?
Yeah.
And they didn't know where to play him at the 4 or the 3, but.
Okay, real quick before we talk unis, I'm going to read a list of teams that have more than one win in the time period I mentioned, so 2006 to 2016. Harvard, New Mexico, Stephen F. Austin, obviously, Cornell, Siena, Morehead State, Western Kentucky, Florida Gulf Coast, South Florida, and LaSalle all have more NCAA tournament wins than Oklahoma State. And I didn't even read the whole list. So, yeah, it's not good.
That's bad.
Yeah. Let's talk unis. Let's get to this week's uniform preview brought to you by Chris's University Spirit, your one-stop cowboy shop on Campus Corner, and be sure to shop online at chrisuniversityspirit.com. Oklahoma State isn't they're in a bad way this week, aren't they, Carson?
They're definitely the lower seed when it comes to uniforms. And they better wear the black ones. Don't give me those orange ones anymore. They better wear black. And it's just a shame they're the higher seed, Kyle. They can't wear the – I was hoping to wear Cursive Cowboys first round.
That'd be sweet. That'd be cool.
Can they come out in, like, some black Cursive Cowboy uniforms? Oh, my goodness.
That would be exceptional.
It's tournament time. Can't they – like, doesn't Adidas come out with new uniforms? Can't OSU?
Yeah, you don't want anything Adidas is selling in March, though.
No.
Just
saying. They had some Jumpman warm-ups.
Yes.
They're going to come out in Jumpman unis?
That would be awesome. If Michigan wears their practice uniforms, do you think they still beat OSU in the unis?
Yes, yes, yes. Their practice uniforms were pretty sweet. They were in that plane crash landing or takeoff, whatever it was. And so, like, their bags didn't make it? Is that why they were practice uniforms?
Yeah, so that's why they were in practice uniforms. But it looks like they got, like a different version of them for the last couple of days. I don't know. You posted a picture of like these. It looked like body paint. They were so small.
They looked like the adult youth NBA jerseys with like the numbers really small. You know what I'm talking about? Like you get like the regular uniform where you get the adult youth size. Yeah. They were tiny. They were like wife beaters almost. They were so tight and small. And the numbers like didn't go past their pecs. They were so tiny. They look like adult youth size uniforms. And they were Jordan. Like, what is Jordan doing to them? Those aren't their regular uniforms?
I don't know. I don't know if they got them back for the final or for the semis and finals.
Like they like sewed some new ones. I think they just got their bags.
I mean, you would think Nike's like a multi-billion dollar corporation. They could just like whip something together. FedEx them.
Yeah, like just make all new ones. You're Jordan.
Yeah. Anyway, I love Michigan. I love all Michigan uniforms, minus the Adidas era. So yeah, Oklahoma State's about to get throttled, and hopefully the only game they get throttled in on Friday is the Uni game.
Yep. So you think they're going to wear the black or the orange?
I think they're going to wear orange. They just, they love it. They love the orange. They love the gray.
Oh, please, no gray.
I don't know why. I mean, if you're an Oklahoma State fan, would you rather get a, like a 6'10 big man transfer for next year or new uniforms?
Well, they already have one of those, don't they?
Yeah, they do. He's not eligible until January, though.
So he's on that Glendon Alexander eligibility.
Yeah, hopefully he's not on the career path of Glendon Alexander. But would you rather him be eligible in November or get new uniforms?
New unis.
Yeah, me too.
What would you want?
Just anything. Just go talk.
Get rid of the alarm clock numbers.
Steal. Go find the guy. Go find the guy at Adidas who is in charge of Kansas. And do whatever you can to get him to Nike, and then just put him in charge of your uniforms. I don't know if I'm talking to Nike or Oklahoma State right now, but make that happen.
Well, and like, it's not that complicated. Like, Kansas uniforms are simple. Just keep it simple, keep it classic looking, and just get rid of the slanted font.
Yeah,
like, it's not that hard.
Yeah,
but what you would want, obviously, cursive Cowboys at home.
Yeah,
and then Oklahoma State on the roads.
You know what might be cool?
Or is, would you want the badge?
I was going to say the badge, just the big badge. Would that be weird?
It would look like a practice uniform, I think.
Yeah, it might. I think the shorts are just kind of silly.
Yeah.
I just don't like them. Design. Like the bars down the side, it looks like something like my...
Looks like Pac-Man, right?
Yeah, it looks like something my kids, like, drew. Just sketched, you know, like, it's good. And they're too long. Like, they need to be shorter.
Well, they every single player on the team now is rolling them like Phil Forte.
Yeah, they
need the white band showing.
They need some, what are they, chubbies?
Yeah, some chubbies.
Yeah, some chubbies.
Oh, I did my bench press today, by the way.
What happened?
I did one rep. I buried the lead. Forgot to tell you. 225 is a lot heavier than I remembered. And my worst fears were realized because I told you I hadn't benched in a long time.
Yeah.
It showed. I did 1.5 reps.
I'm actually somewhat impressed that you did one. 225 is a lot of weight.
Yeah. It was heavy.
I got a text.
Logic here, I did 30.
I got a text from, well, thankfully you talk for a living and don't have to run people over.
Right.
I got a text from our friend, Matt Quaid last week, and said, he said, does Carson know that 225 is two plates on both sides?
Yes, I do. Like, and back when I was on like the bro gym plan, when all I did was bench and buys or whatever, I used to put 225 on there and do like sets of like 5 or 6.
Yeah. And then,
so I thought, you know, just doing one set as hard as I could, I thought I could get it up there, but I was wrong. I was humbled. Humbled in defeat.
Well, one and a half is 1.5 more than I could do. Let's hear one more time from our sponsor, Chris's University Spirit, and then we will come back to wrap up. Chris's University Spirit on Campus Corner in Stillwater, Oklahoma, is proud to be your one-stop Cowboys shop since 1986 and proud sponsor of this podcast, Pistols Firing. They specialize in custom-printed Oklahoma State apparel and merchandise and pride themselves on their excellent customer service. They also offer a full line of custom Greek apparel and can even outfit your Little League team head-to-toe. They're located at the corner of 3rd and Knobloch on historic Campus Corner. You can follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and be sure to shop online at chrisuniversityspirit.com. Shop Stilly, shop Chris's University Spirit. Okay, Carson, anything else you want to talk about? Anything going on that's, I guess football's off this week, spring break. I did want to talk about Juwan Evans real quick. Have you seen his per month splits recently?
Mm-mm.
So this got brought up on the teleconference today too. Underwood was talking about it. He said, you know, he kind of came out of the gate real strong in November. He averaged 25-3-5 in November, which was awesome. And then he, you know, hit a little rough patch there in the middle of the season. But his February, how about this? 19 points, 4.5 rebounds, 7.5 assists, shot 46% from the field, 86% from the free throw line. In March, he's averaging 26 points, 4 rebounds, 9.5 assists, 50% from the field, 91% from the free throw line. So that's how you get drafted high.
Yeah. Do you think he goes?
I don't know. I'm curious. I'm really curious about how what you think, just how he's going to fare. Like, is he the kind of guy who, like, because he's never played, obviously, in the NCAA tournament. Is he the kind of guy that's just going to take over and beat Michigan and Louisville single-handedly, and then everybody's talking about Juwan Evans this time next week?
He could be. I think that's what you have to have happen if you want to win a couple games. This guy, I don't know who he is, Jeff at BP Predict. He's a basketball predictions blog. He says, nobody outside the Big 12 has any idea how good Juwan Evans is. He's going to become a household name. I've got Oklahoma State making the Elite Eight. And this is a guy who follows college basketball closer than I. So, yeah, I mean, he could. And we've seen a lot of guys make money in March. You know, that's where your draft stock can really soar, is if you have a huge NCAA tournament. That's what you have to have happen, right? Like, Marcus Smart didn't exactly take over in his NCAA tournament games. Yeah. And you have to have your best player dominate. And I think that's why a lot of people are high on Oklahoma State in this game. I was like, how Juwan Evans is hard to prepare for. Like, when they start running him on pick and rolls and you have to stay in front of him, that is a nightmare. So I do think he has more than enough capability of taking over and winning a couple games. But I don't where he stands in the NBA draft, I don't know. I mean, right now he's a second round pick according to NBADraft.net. I mean, he's got to really make a run, you would think, in order to get drafted in the first round. In order to make that leap to go to the NBA draft, you got to be pretty sure you're a first round pick.
Yeah. Jay Bill has talked about that on I think he picked Oklahoma State over Michigan, and he just talked about how good. I mean, obviously he did the Chris Paul comparison because now everybody says it just because it's a thing to say. But he was talking about how good Evans is coming off picks. And I've noticed that, like, if you watch Evans, like, when he gets a pick, like, at the top of the key or whatever, like, he is – I don't know how he does it, but he's so good at, like, creating space and or letting the guy who's rolling get to the right spot before he – I mean, he's just – it's almost like a sixth sense the way he does it, and it's so fun to watch. Like, that's one of my favorite things about this team is just watching him come off – pick and rolls and feed Solomon or hit that little floater. Like, he's awesome at it. And I think that's a skill that he can take to the NBA and will really translate.
Yeah. I mean, he'll have to, because we've seen at times, I remember Bedlam going up against Jamani McNeese and Kadeem Latin. The length they had bothered him getting to the rim. Like, he has a hard time finishing over the big dudes like that. So he'll have to, he'll be able to score is the floater game, and he's gotten really good at that, I think, even more so the last 5-10 games.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
But no, I'm looking forward to it, man. It's going to be fun. Like you touched on how long it's been since they won a tournament game and just the lack of success they've had. It's kind of forgotten just how much fun March Madness is, and it's finally here, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm fired up. Should be a fun couple weeks. Got the Masters coming up after that.
Oh,
yeah.
I can hear the piano playing in the background.
You'll get a full appetizer of Masters commercials over the next 3 weeks. So yeah, I'm actually heading out to the Arnold Palmer Invitational this week. So I'll be gone until I actually got lucky because I scheduled I'm such a moron. Like, I scheduled a flight on Thursday evening. First day of the NCAA tournament, not knowing if Oklahoma State was going to play. I scheduled this like 2 months ago, and I knew that's when the NCAA tournament was, and it was a gaffe. It was just, but I got
lucky. At least you get to watch OSU.
Yeah, they play on Friday. So, yeah. So we will.
So no more podcasts this week.
Well, I don't know. We might have to just wait and do a post game show on Friday.
Okay.
Our guest last week, we need to apologize to people. Our guest last week sort of fell through. We're still efforting. He's not turned us down. We're on.
Should we say who it is?
I don't know.
I don't want to get people's hopes up. We are efforting. I don't want to tease him anymore. We are efforting getting yelling guy on the podcast. We have a liaison, and that liaison has not gotten back to us yet. But to get yelling guy on would be quite a coup, I would think.
Yeah, I'd rather have yelling guy than like everybody, but like Gundy and Underwood.
Underwood
and Holder.
Yeah, he's on the list, so we can get him at some point.
Okay, Carson, enjoy the week. Good luck refiguring your bracket.
Fear the turtle.
Innumerable times.
Go Maryland.
Steve Francis. and we will talk to you later on in the week.
Sounds good.
Okay, see you.